According to the scriptures, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty. And then he goes on again and lists those things, adultery and theft and murder and so forth. And he says, so speak, so and do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy. For judgment without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy, mercy triumphs over judgment. Always goes back to that commandment that Jesus gave. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. The life lesson that I want you to walk away from about the parable of the Good Samaritan, because much of the time when you hear it applied, it has a very generalized, just do everything for everybody. It's a very generalized, and it's focused on the guy it's really focused on the victim. The parable of the Good Samaritan isn't about the victim. The parable of the Good Samaritan is about the Samaritan. That's why it doesn't say the parable about certain victim. Just remember that. It's about us. It's about me. It's about you. It's about my being moved with compassion. It's about me doing what is righteous out of a righteous heart. It's about me doing what is in my heart to do, not what I'm being guilted into doing, convinced to do. It's out of righteousness. It's out of love. It's a good place to stop. Go ahead.
How about though? You know as well as I do, we all hear how those scriptures are being used and what the context that they're being used is all about integration.
Mm-hmm. Part of it, yes.
Yeah, I think a large part of it is.
Yes.
I think the church needs to know how to answer the critics because, you know, again, so much of it's semantics. You know, we're not against immigrants, we're against illegal immigration.
Right.
You know, there's a way to come to the country that's legal and. But how, I mean, I think it would be good just to express that. How, as Christians, do we answer our critics?
What answer would you give? No, you ask. I'm asking you. Jesus always turned us around. I'm doing a Jesus thing. Dennis, you're on my side, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a legitimate...
Sure it is. I think the easiest...
Right.
The easiest answer to that is very simple. You can help those people legally, legitimately, by bringing them to a place and saying, let's bring it through the right way. Because, again, what they have found is, they just had a statistic this week on this situation, 50% of the kids that they've been reuniting with their parents are finding out they aren't the parents. These people are not... Half these kids have been kidnapped. Half these kids are trafficked. These have nothing to do. And yet, man, you've got protests. You've got people, you know, calling names and everything else, reacting. And it's all based on a false premise. So, again, this is where some of these scriptures are being used falsely to accuse, well, you call yourself a Christian. Wouldn't you open the door to the stranger? Let me ask you something. Do you lock your doors at night? Do you? Yes. Why? It always goes back to the joke about the guy that had the sign out in his front yard, says, all are welcome here. Some guy showed up, came in the door, sat down in the kitchen, started making lunch. Well, what are you doing? Well, you said all are welcome here. So we came in. Well, of course, the next day the sign was gone. Well, you put a sign out that says all are welcome here, people are going to take advantage of it. The other guy that comes in without the sign there is a thief. He broke in. Now, the Bible is very clear about us dealing with people who are legitimately in need. And I don't question that those people are legitimately in need. But there is a righteous way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. And as much as we might have compassion on those people, how do you help them? You support them by bringing them in correctly. That's why there's a lot of Christian organizations that are doing exactly that thing, helping immigrants come in. It's not, again, it's not immigration. It's not the foreigner. It's not the stranger. It is the illegal. Let's qualify it. They are lawbreakers. And as soon as you break the law and you don't know who this person is, I just read a statistic the other day. It says over 100,000 arrests already in this year have to do with people who have a criminal record or are on a terrorist watch list. Over 100,000 that they've captured. How many have not been captured that are in the country, that have snuck in somehow? We don't know. We just don't know. And so the big argument, oh, you call yourself compassionate, you call yourself a Christian, we should have open borders. Well, then let's go open up all your doors, let's open up all your windows, and see who's going to come and live in your house. Bring it down to you personally, and everyone changes their mind. It's that simple. Bring it down to them personally. Now, we had a situation. I took someone literally off the street into my house. I went and picked him up. He got kicked out of where he was living in a group home. He was struggling. He was in trouble. I went to pick him up. He wanted to come to our Bible study years ago. I brought him to the Bible study. At the end of the night, he had no place to stay. I said, well, you can stay here tonight. He ended up staying for a year and a half because we discipled him and helped him. That was compassion. But he didn't sneak into my house. He didn't break into my house. He didn't deceive me trying to get into my house and play on my emotions. Oh, please, can I stay here? No, I offered it. I opened my heart and my house to him. I opened my family to him. Eric thought he was his older brother when he was, you know. So how do you respond to that? You don't respond just with an open vagueness to it, or you are specific, you are purposeful. And again, people that want to put you under guilt and condemnation, all my answer to them is this: bring it down to your personal level. Do you leave all your windows open? Do you leave all your doors open? Do you just let anybody and everybody walk into your house? No, I don't know anybody that does that. Really? Very few people would even consider it. In fact, some of those people that are against those things, they're the ones that are walking around, make sure they got an alarm on their house, got an alarm on their car. Some of them even have armed bodyguards getting up and complaining about other people protesting. So let's know what the Scripture says and not let other people manipulate believers by using Scripture out of context. It's that simple. And again, you can debate with them, you can argue with them, but let's just sit down. 2 Timothy chapter 2 says this: in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, that if God peradventure give them a change of heart or repentance to the acknowledging of truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. They're fighting against themselves in some of these situations. I'm not the problem. I'm not the problem. You're not the problem. How do we help those people? You get them to recognize what they need to do. How do we help them? You know, if we were against immigrants, I'd lose some people sitting here in the sanctuary right now. But, yeah, well, true. But, I mean, right now I'm looking at three people that I know that came into this country and became citizens legally. Legally. They came in the right way. They didn't sneak in in a truck. I don't think Josh smuggled Elon in his suitcase. Huh? Maybe he did. I don't know. She's small enough to get in there. I don't know. No. I don't know. Did I answer your question? Okay. All right. We're done.